Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 3rd, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So let's start with what I think is the most important research to land in the last 24 hours. Search Engine Land published an analysis of 1 million keywords that reveals just how dramatically AI is changing search behavior, and the findings should give every e-commerce merchant pause. The study shows that demand isn't just shifting between search engines or between organic and paid, it's leaving traditional search entirely for certain categories. Industries where consumers seek recommendations and expert comparisons are being hit hardest, and that maps directly onto high-margin e-commerce categories like electronics, health and beauty, and specialty goods. If you're still measuring your marketing purely through traditional search metrics, you're likely missing a significant and growing chunk of your discovery landscape. Now here's where it gets actionable. A companion piece from Search Engine Land makes the case that proprietary data is your most defensible asset for getting cited by AI systems. The logic is elegant. AI needs authoritative sources to ground its responses and original data that nobody else has. Your product testing results, your customer satisfaction benchmarks, your return rate analysis creates content that AI systems preferentially cite. But the critical nuance is that having the data isn't enough. Structure determines whether AI can actually extract and use it. If your unique insights are buried in unstructured blog posts or locked in PDFs, they might as well not exist. Tables, structured comparisons, schema-marked data, that's what gets cited. Shifting to retail news, Reformation's IPO filing is generating well-deserved attention, and there's one number in it that I think every e-commerce operator should memorise. 75%. That's the share of Reformation's new direct-to-consumer customers acquired through unpaid marketing channels in 2025. Their marketing-to-revenue ratio sits at just 9%, they surpassed 1 million active DTC customers, and they're profitable on a first-order basis. In a world where customer acquisition costs have been the existential threat for DTC brands, Reformation has essentially solved the problem by building a brand strong enough that customers come to them. It's a reminder that brand equity isn't soft and unmeasurable, it shows up directly in your P&L. Meanwhile, Target is making strategic moves with its Target Plus marketplace. They've added Forever 21, Clarks, JanSport and several beauty brands, and here's the interesting detail. Marketplace brands now account for over half of Target's total K-beauty assortment. Target Plus remains invite-only, which keeps it curated, and they're using AI to vet seller applications. What's significant here is the pattern. Target is using its marketplace not to compete head-on with Amazon's breadth, but to move quickly into trending categories, K-beauty being the prime example, without the inventory risk. If you're a brand considering marketplace channels, Target Plus represents a very different value proposition than Amazon, smaller, more curated, and with Target's brand association built in. On the AI and retail front, two stories caught my attention. StockX has launched StockX Listings, which brings used sneakers and vintage apparel onto the platform for the first time, and it's powered by AI photo analysis that lets sellers list products quickly. This is significant because StockX built its reputation on authentication and new product verification. Extending into used and vintage means they're betting their AI can maintain trust at a different quality threshold. And Stitch Fix has expanded its AI vision feature so users can now generate images of themselves wearing recommended outfits on demand, not just in weekly emails. Stitch Fix's Q3 revenue rose 4.7% to $340 million, so the AI investment appears to be paying off. Both of these stories reinforce the same theme. AI in retail is moving from back-office efficiency to consumer-facing experiences that directly influence purchase decisions. And a quick note on Google Ads. Search Engine Land covered a targeting tactic that cut invalid clicks by 50%. After Google claimed it had already filtered suspicious activity, this advertiser found an unexpected approach that restored campaign profitability. If you're running Google Ads and seeing click quality issues, it's worth investigating. The savings can be substantial. Finally, the Saks story has a new chapter. Exemplar Luxury Group, formerly Saks Global, has now reduced its debt to $840 million, down 75% from $3.4 billion when it entered Chapter 11 in January. But analysts are flagging complications in the post-bankruptcy financing that could allow loans to grow over time. One loan lets them pay interest by adding to the balance rather than paying cash. It's a survival mechanism, not a clean bill of health. The luxury conglomerate is still carrying the weight of that original $2.7 billion leveraged acquisition, even after shedding most of its stores and obligations. Pulling the threads together, the theme across today's stories is that the advantage goes to those who own their narrative. Reformation owns its brand so completely that 75% of customers come organically. The brands that will survive the AI discovery shift are the ones that own their data and structure it for citation. Target is owning its marketplace narrative by staying curated rather than chasing volume. In a landscape where platforms and algorithms increasingly mediate the relationship between merchants and customers, the brands that maintain direct ownership of their story, through data, through brand equity, through strategic channel choices, are the ones building durable advantages. That's your OnTap Daily for July 3rd, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.